as their sponsors, seated next to them. Marge, all the catechists, everybody who's taught over the years, and thanksgiving for your work, and as well as your good pastor, Father Edrich, and friend, welcome home. And make your friends. You indicated in your letters, expressed your desire to become fully initiated members of the Catholic Church, and your choice has led you today. And your works of mercy that we sit about, the service projects that you've done, 20 hours of service, show your intention to be able to be a witness to your faith and the love of Jesus. And I don't think there's any better way of doing that these days than by offering service to the poorest of the poor. And your letters to me were very good, very insightful. I read them all. I even read Father Ben's letter to me. And he was pleased to present me with 19 candidates. Which I said I was glad that I'm not the only one who reuses my letters. So there's six, and it's a great six. I'd like to offer a few points for reflection today, and it's something that Holy Father Francis has been speaking a lot about, and it's in well, I think, the great sacrament of confirmation that you all should receive today. And that is something you indicated in your letters, each and every one of you, about your desire to grow in your relationship with our Savior Jesus Christ. And that's really a great definition of what holiness of life is, and that's something Pope Francis has been talking about. He said to us, holiness is not something that's completely out of reach, or holiness is not the rare privilege of a few. Saints aren't superheroes, and saints are not people that are born perfect. Rather, it says holiness is like each one of us. But the difference is an encounter with the Savior who loves us, Jesus Christ. And that's a life-changing encounter. We choose, once we met him, never to leave his side. Or if perchance something in life does sway us for a while, we get up again. We don't be a person who falls down and stays down, but rather we get up again and follow in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so my question to the candidates today, in addition to what you've written, are you ready to become a saint? Are you ready to be holy? So Pope Francis is asking us. He has a top 10 list of kind of qualities in a holy person, and I'm going to go through a few of them and offer them for our reflection tonight. We all desire to follow the Lord. The first of the top 10 that our Holy Father gives us is to follow God with your whole heart, without compromise, and without hypocrisy. Now that's strong, true words, and tied into something that God in his first revelation revealed to the chosen people. And it's from Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, where it was, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole being, and with your whole strength." Take these words to heart, which I command you today, and keep repeating them to your children. So thanks, parents and grandparents, for repeating them to your children. But the chosen people never wanted to forget those words. They used to fasten them to their headpieces and on their wrists, so they have a daily reminder of the Shema, or God's command, to love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. So, Pope Francis is reminding us, inviting us, to love God with our whole heart. He tells us to get security in God and not things. We live in a world that he's proposing to us the more things we have, that somehow will achieve happiness. But those of us who have lived a little while know that it's not in things, but rather it's in the relationships, and the relationships ultimately with God, whose meaning for our life. He says to us, number three, always serve others. Always serve others. So your witness in those 20 hours that you did, or 20 plus hours, is teaching you something about yourself and your ultimate calling. Whereas one parent said, before last confirmation I had, well, it's easy to remember, always serve others, brings you joy? Jesus, others, yourself. Where God is number one, my neighbor's number two, and I'm number three. Pope Francis had a few in the fourth and fifth together. He said, learn to suffer with those who suffer, and to rejoice with those who rejoice. And number five, bear suffering and adversity without hatred. I think in a recent example, he drew this point home in a way that hopefully we won't forget. He tied it in reference to the situation in Kenya and the recent Christians and others who were murdered at Garissa University College. Those young people were asked at college, as they were singled out, the question, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? One of those interviewed said that's where they made their fatal mistake. But actually, we would say, no, that's where they gained eternal life. Instead of denying the Lord, they said, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. And they are our newest martyrs for the faith. Pope Francis, in his words, condemned the acts and commended the souls of the deceased to the infinite mercy of God. He said, in union with all people of goodwill throughout the world, condemned this act of senseless brutality and prays for a change of heart among his perpetrators. And he calls upon all those in authority to redouble their efforts to work with all men and women in Kenya to bring an end to such violence and to hasten the dawn of a new era of brotherhood, justice, and peace. It happens in our world today when we have two priests in our diocese who are from Kenya, like Gabriel and Gibby, Father Francis, who serves in Walker and Hackensack. So it draws a point even most close to us, particularly. A few of the other top ten, just as reminders of how we seek holiness of life, he said, respond to evil with goodness and mercy. It's certainly evident in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The Apostles were put in jail out of jealousy, but they were there simply proclaiming the good news of Jesus. And they continue to do that. They work to reconcile people and build peace, that's number seven, and have a joyous and humble heart, don't judge. You can get that into your good sponsors sitting next to you as a concrete example as well. I wish sponsors you could read the letters that they say about you, what it is in your life, and your witness that inspires these young men and women in their own faith, life, and journey. And you reflect the joy of the gospel. God, thank you. Number nine, to pray. We have to have a personal relationship with the Lord. And that's what prayer is all about in our starting point today. Friendships or relationships are not just fun, although hopefully they have fun. And love is not just a feeling, although hopefully it accompanies love. But John 3:16, a passage that we see often in the sporting events, National TV, someone has in one of the stands, John 3:16. Well, this is the passage. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. That's Jesus, and he extends his love to you, and a very special one in this great sacrament of confirmation. So commit yourself in a life of prayer to the Lord. Whether that's a daily rosary, which would be a great start, or taking 15 minutes to read your scriptures every day, or a personal conversation where you share with the Lord what's going on in your life, and then you listen to what he has to say, making time for him to be able to respond. Finally, number 10. Pope Francis' top 10, follow the Beatitudes, which are this wonderful Sermon on the Mount, words of the Lord to us about being with those who mourn, being clean of heart, and being willing to suffer persecution for the sake of justice. Now, those are the people, the blessed, that inherit the kingdom. So, we surround you with our prayers today, and we rejoice with you in the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. So all of you to join in prayer, these young men and women, as they receive God's love and the sevenfold gifts of the Spirit that you might be strengthened wholeness.